Hello, and welcome to another episode of Extra Features. This is episode 57.
Another one?
I'm way too old for these shows.
Yeah, you're the lethal weapon.
I have a question for you, Bob.
Bob?
Kevin, sorry. Both of you. We have extra people in the room, and I don't think they're on our Facebook group, are they?
Probably not. I don't think anyone's on our Facebook group.
Nor have they joined us playing FlixPix either. In our group on the
FlixPix. What's FlixPix?
That email I sent you never responded to.
Oh, okay.
Me either.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Well, at least
you have it. I saved it.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Deb.
Yeah, we couldn't get rid of them. I tried.
Yep, they stuck it out after another fun episode. I can't even speak. The year-end episode didn't drive them away. They decided to return for another episode of fun.
Well, you have
Hold
a sexy body like you,
they call it.
You can't leave, Kev. You're just too sexy. Too damn sexy.
Well, this is my
Hold
apartment,
here.
So
Hold
I
on. Wait. Isn't this a different day? These two are wearing the same sweaters they were wearing the other episode.
You're still wearing the same clothes as far as I can tell.
That's right, I am. Oops. Oh, well.
You haven't even moved from the same spot.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you're too comfortable there.
It's comfortable.
Do we have any movies on this list?
Well, all right, I have a question for you guys.
I'm dead.
To kick us off.
Sure.
There was some casting announced this week.
I'm in. I like it.
You like it?
I do.
For which movie?
The Batman casting.
Oh, yes.
Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
I like Anne Hathaway.
Thomas Hardy as Bane.
What? I didn't hear that part.
Tom Hardy as Bane. I like
that. I like Tom Hardy, actually.
I like
Tom Hardy. I've seen Bronson.
He's a great actor.
I've seen Bronson. Probably nobody else here has.
I haven't seen Bronson. I'd like to see
I haven't.
One of the hard-cased British prisoner?
Seen it.
He was in Rock and Rolla.
He was, but
he was in Inception.
Inception.
Star Trek Nemesis.
I'm still impressed, guys.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek Nemesis.
Since last episode, I haven't seen the debt yet. Kevin's still the only person here that's seen a movie I haven't.
Well, maybe you could go to a movie at the film festival.
Oh!
Kind of standing around outside it.
Oh!
Bob must actually see movies during the film festival. One or two. One in my case. I don't know, three in your case?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
You're out of
your mind. I'm there for autographs, not to see movies. There's plenty of time to see movies.
Fair enough, but some movies never come out.
Then they're not worth going. Rock and Roll with
Easy
an Experience has never
Easy
come out.
Easy Virtue.
Was a horrible movie.
King's Speech, which took about 6 months, I believe, to come out after.
It was an excellent movie, but we knew it was coming out.
But then again,
it's Colin Firth.
Score a Hockey Musical came out after that.
Score the Hockey Musical.
That was a dismal, dismal day.
I've never seen it.
Films.
Speaking of dismal, dismal non-Canadian films.
I refuse to see this movie.
Eat, Pray, Love. Karen, why don't you start us off?
Oh, well, for those who have heard our year-end wrap-up, it was on my 10 worst.
But you went with a bunch of girlfriends. You were all excited about this movie.
Oh, no, not my pick. I just went.
No, you went with girlfriends.
I went with girlfriends.
That's a pick.
No.
You
Whose
were an
pick?
Innocent bystander.
I was an innocent
Whose
bystander.
Whose pick was it then?
The lady who was paying.
Okay, so you just said, okay, I wanted to see this?
I agreed to go.
Really?
That was my
That's
mistake.
Like kind of agreeing to go to Red Lobster. Like, there's going to be more to it in the movie. Like,
no,
you know?
Well, I mean, a day out with friends is good.
That's what I'm saying.
A bad movie is not.
Did you go to Red Lobster afterwards?
No, we didn't.
Well, then maybe that was your problem. Maybe you liked it better with a good meal at Red Lobster.
So how did you... So share with us your survival techniques of how you got through 2 hours of self-indulgent pap.
Well, it was 2 hours plus. I'll give
it's 2:15, isn't it?
It's long. It's time I will never get back. However, good for napping. You know, it's not an excessive noise movie with explosions and things blowing up. So there was, you know, a nap to be had, which I suppose is...
Oh, good. When she's in India? That's the best time to have a nap.
India and Bali. It was all kind of blah.
Bali was just dumb.
Blah.
So what you're saying is that if any of us were to go, we should bring along some kind of handheld video
no,
device.
No, nobody should go, is what we're saying.
My point would be...
Yeah, don't go.
If you have a massive case of insomnia, this will get rid of it, because you will fall asleep.
Oh, no, see the backup plan first. You won't even make it through the first 10 minutes.
What you're saying is that this movie is like an anesthetic.
It is. It's a cheap drug, basically. in the big scheme of things.
I'm now curious. I've been having trouble sleeping, so maybe I'll buy that. But
no, don't buy.
Backup plan, on the other hand, was like having your eyeballs pinned open,
no.
Clockwork Orange style.
Oh.
You don't know, like, you can't turn away. It's so awful.
You know what? I'm taking up a collection to get Kevin to
Blu-ray. So do you vomit when you hear Beethoven now?
Well, there wasn't any Beethoven in the backup plan.
Okay.
Bad hip-hop.
Bob, E Pray Love.
He loved it. It was his favorite movie.
Not my favorite. It was on the list.
Oh,
I'm
God.
You know, I really love the scene.
I'm
going to
be outvoted here 4-1. I already know that. But, yes, I liked it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you had so many romantic comedies on your best of list.
He loves romantic comedies. If you listen to the show, you would know that.
Bob's gay.
I am not.
No, sorry.
Not according to his girlfriend, he's not.
She has better taste in movies.
No.
Actually, she does. That's probably why she doesn't watch the crap we do.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
See, part of the thing is we insult Bob. We're awful. We're really
I didn't
yes,
say
you're awful.
He was gay. You did. Don't include me in that.
It was Dobby who did it.
Good brother. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, okay. I like the interaction between Julia Roberts, James Franco, and
James Franco.
Richard
that was like,
Jenkins.
That was kind of dull, too.
Okay, it was dull for you, but I enjoyed, as a whole, I enjoyed the movie. Maybe if you pick it apart, no. But
I'm not picking it apart.
Be the next
it was
Michael
dull.
Caine.
I'm not picking it apart. It was a dull movie.
It was dull. Maybe an explosion would have made it better.
Maybe
a
some
kind of explosion.
Large.
Large.
Terrorists,
you know,
or something.
Maybe.
Like, are we talking like a tank inside the building?
Well, you know, it came out.
Plane crashing into a building.
Okay, fuck. I'm done. This movie sucks. Move along.
What's awesome is it came out the same weekend as Expendables and Scott Pilgrim. So yes. There could have been a carryover explosion from another thing. Anyway.
Yeah, speaking of other... Kevin, did you watch The Losers?
Yeah, I did watch The Losers.
And?
I kind of liked it. It's based on a comic. It was a Vertigo comic. Directed by Sylvain White, stars Idris Elba, Zoe Saldana, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Jason
We never
Patrick.
Said it was a neat play love. Who the hell cares?
I didn't care. Chris Evans, hold on, Columba Short, and Oscar Janeta. Now, I did like this movie.
Why, because Zoe Saldana is in it?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Actually, the character I liked the best was Chris Evans. I like Chris Evans' character in this. The scene where he goes in and he's in his overalls and... You know, he's firing his finger towards the cop.
That was kind of cool.
That was the best scene. The next building over.
But that ruined it because I saw that in the preview. So
yeah, they did.
I don't know how I saw that. Must have randomly fast-forwarding something and watched it.
I never watched the preview.
I know, but I did see that, which kind of upset me.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was well written. I thought that.
Really?
You
didn't find an A-Team ripoff?
It was a better A-Team than the A-Team.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's a better A-Team than the A-Team, but not by much.
Slightly better
with a weird
and the comic was okay. Andy Diggle and Jock.
I never read. I heard good things about it.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you. I thought it was slightly better than the A-Team, but not by much. And I hated the A-Team, so
yeah,
that could have been on my so I give this a pass.
Didn't make it
I wouldn't recommend this to anybody. Bob, did you watch this?
I did, but it started going downhill. Like I thought of the A-Team
I thought the
reference.
Heist was good when they steal the truck at the beginning.
Oh, okay. I did watch that part. But after that, it started going downhill and finally just stopped on me. I'm going,
lucky for you.
Yeah.
You got
halfway through, it just stopped. So, but once it got to that halfway point,
stop
I figured,
running from Blockbuster.
Maybe if I got it from Blockbuster.
That's
right.
There won't be
thing.
A Blockbuster any longer. They're all shutting down.
Are they finally done?
The Young and Eglinton good. One is now a clearance center.
Oh, good. Maybe I should go in and get some. Did you find me a copy of Did you find me a copy of Time Rider yet?
VHS. What's that?
I cannot find that movie. Anybody, Time Rider. Anybody out there have a copy of Time Rider? Please send it to me.
If anybody's listening at all to the show,
it's on Netflix streaming.
Right now? The movie or our podcast?
Time Rider. I'll tell you. When we
the
do
time traveling motorcycle guy.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
By the time we get to it, it'll be
'cause you know, when you're
now.
Going back in time, you want to do it in style.
They have a full tank of gas, of course.
Yeah.
So you can
Brown,
ride for a full hour
Doc
and a half.
Brown had it all wrong.
So did anybody like The Losers? Like,
yeah,
had,
I liked it.
I'm on the fence.
Okay.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that was kind of dull. You need a plot.
Next movie on our list is It's a Trap.
Oh, Bob?
The third Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, who's in this? The Family Guy people. Seth MacFarlane, Mia Kunis, Seth Green, Mike Henry, Alex Borenstein, and Michael Dorn. Michael Dorn's in this?
Yes, he is.
Oh. Mike Henry does Cleveland.
Yes, yeah. He does.
He's a white guy.
Yes, he is.
Bob?
What?
It's a trap.
It was a trap.
No, I know. I felt the same one.
Actually, is this the third one?
Yes,
or the second?
We're done. We're done.
Is this the third one? First one I liked.
You and I
it was
watched
different.
This on Christmas Eve.
What,
we
did?
Yeah, we did at your parents' place.
We did?
Yeah.
You two have nothing better to do than watch It's a Trap.
Do you two
Christmas
need
Eve?
A room to get these things hashed out?
We need to bring in Dr. Phil. We need a Dr. Phil.
We got Dr. Karen. She'll work.
You remember, I mean, the Millennium Falcon went into the asteroid, and it was Meg that came out. That
That's
was
number
giant.
Two.
Oh, that was number two.
That's Blue Harvest.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you?
No, the third one, Meg was the trap, the sandworm thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the chicken was Boba Fett.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, it's all coming back to her now.
I'm sorry.
And it's all coming back to me now.
Wow, that was oddly synchronized.
We try.
I didn't know we were doing karaoke.
It is.
Occasionally we descend into song. It's like
a
musical.
I'm aware of Bob singing.
Okay, back to It's a Trap. Come on, guys.
It was a trap.
It was a trap.
So, Kev, did you like this?
I thought it was amusing.
Fuck, I thought it was horrible.
It was a bit of a
I had
after
a nap. It was like they ran out of jokes.
They ran out of jokes after the first one.
No, I thought the second one was decent.
Well, I haven't seen the second one.
Of course.
Oh. It wasn't that. It was I thought the scene with the podcasting race wasn't bad. The pod race wasn't bad, but after that, I got.
That would have been a great gag, a podcasting race.
You know what I mean.
Let's do the shows.
When Luke takes the bike
so
and they have the bicycle.
The guys in basements.
I thought that was kind of cool.
What do you think of this movie? Okay, we're done.
Yeah, like.
Podcasting race.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Extra features, episode 58. Sorry, okay.
Okay, make fun of me. Whatever. This movie sucked.
All right.
I just bored.
Like a blatant cash-in attempt by...
It's a cash-in attempt.
Television show.
I have a great idea, Deb. Watch the movies. Then you'll know. You can't remember.
Christmas Eve. You missed this part. Rewind it. They watched it Christmas Eve at her parents' house. Did you
get
it or what?
This movie sucked, Kevin.
All right.
It's boring.
Well, I'm glad I made you watch it.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
You made me watch the next movie on this list.
Oh, that was you were at my house when they started it one
Ninja
day.
Ninja Assassin.
Oh.
Directed by James McTeigue.
Oh, you actually remember this. Isn't that nice?
You weren't here when I watched it.
Oh, yes, I was. So, after the scene where the guy's head gets sliced off.
Oh, yeah.
And then I walked up when they were the scenes of children being beaten. I'm sorry. You know, I know it's all part of ninjutsu training and everything, but...
No.
I don't like seeing little kids get hit.
But it's okay to watch them get their heads sliced off.
Well, it wasn't a kid who got his head sliced off. It was some sort of Yakuza.
Yakuza? Huh?
Japanese gangster.
Yakuza.
Simon is sleeping.
Oh, we're about to watch Cray Love.
Or a Ninja Assassin. Oh, we're funny. Doesn't qualify for the worst of last year because it was the year
before. What was every conspiracy movie ever made?
I thought it was quite amusing that Patrick from the English show Coupling was the cop. That was it. Well, this was produced by the Wachowski brothers, so it's a lot of actors that they've used for things like V for Vendetta and Speed Racer,
right.
Movies that nobody really. Yeah. But the ninja of the title was the. one of the lead drivers in Speed Racer. Rain, he's a pop star. All right, so it was pretty bad.
Think of that movie, Speed Racer fills me with rage.
Go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer.
Actually, the cartoon is like the pinnacle of Pixar compared to the movie.
Debbie, have you seen Speed Racer?
I have.
Okay. I like Speed Racer. Anyway, but I like bad movies. Bobby, any comment on Ninja Assassin? Or
I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't
Not
enjoy
good.
It?
No. I watched the whole thing, but I didn't enjoy it. Yes. It didn't also. It also didn't have the singing and dancing.
Were there any toilet jokes in Ninja Assassin?
Well, they got sliced off.
That pinnacle quality known as furry benches.
Yes.
Thank you.
The next movie on our list was actually pretty good, and it was called Red, directed by Robert Schwenke, starring Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker, Carl Urban, and Rebecca Pidgeon.
She played Carl Urban's boss.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe if you watch the movie.
Bob, why don't you start this one off?
I actually like this movie. I gave it... Well, yeah. But I was distracted. I was distracted because while watching this movie, because I knew it was filmed in Toronto, I kept watching for Toronto scenes. But I still enjoyed it because Bruce Willis, okay, he's playing the same character... Yes, I like him too. I liked him in
Cop Out.
No, that's one movie I didn't like him in.
Live
Die Hard, Die Hard, Die Hard.
Live Free and Die Hard.
Live Free and Die.
Come on, Kevin Smith was in Live Free and Die.
It's Bruce Willis.
Hard.
He gets his team together and they all go have fun killing on going badass.
No, no, this movie starts off really like you have no idea what's going on.
Oh yeah,
in this movie.
I watched it.
No, I just meant I like the way the movie starts.
Yeah.
The premise. That he's on the phone with Mary Louise Parker trying to chat her up and saying, yeah, we'll get together,
that.
Hangs up the phone. 10 seconds later, they charge his house. These guys out of nowhere. That was a great beginning. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? They didn't, the backup plan. Oh, I need a boyfriend. I can't have a boyfriend. I had no idea what the plot was at the beginning. I liked it. I knew nothing about this movie.
It's a comic book movie, you know.
And, yeah, we're an Ellis. I knew that, but I knew nothing about it. And I liked the flow of this movie.
Yes.
It was fun, yeah.
And, I mean, John Malkovich talking about the chick, I know she's something. And then they later on, you see the chick with the bazooka trying to bazooka them. I thought it was fantastic. She goes, your friend was right. And he shoots her with the gun in a little far-fetched.
Awesome,
but that's a great scene. And Helen Mirren kicks ass.
Yep.
I love Helen Mirren. She is just an awesome actress.
Yeah, she can pretty much do no wrong.
And not in my world.
Cool.
But no, I think this movie's a standout movie. It's being close to me on my top 10 list. It's just a
too.
Fun, fun movie.
So just out of curiosity, what bumped it off your top 10?
Better movies?
It's not a great movie. It's solid. It's a solid... I wish it should have came out in the summer. This came out in the fall, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which I think was a bad release date.
Yeah.
I think this would have done really well in the summer.
Yeah, it was one of those movies I wanted to see, but then I just couldn't get around to it.
Just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Did you see this one, Deb?
Again, I haven't sat down and watched the whole thing.
Oh, maybe you could do that and get back to us for the next episode.
Karen, do you want to add anything on this one? Or?
I have not seen this movie, but I agree with Simon's point. Helen Mirren, I would pay to watch her brush her teeth.
Hmm.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I think I would. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if Judi Dench was in that same scene, then okay.
Well,
that brushing of the teeth.
Yes. I agree. Judi Dench also superb. But, yeah.
And Alan Rickman can narrate for us.
Ooh, I think we're on to something.
I think we got it.
I think we got it.
The Brits are coming. The Brits are coming. Dobby.
We just can't let it go.
Next movie.
That's what she said.
On the list. Oh.
Oh.
Is Salt. Directed by Philip Noyce.
Oh, there.
Starring Angelina Jolie, Liv Schreiber, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Good work. That's pretty good.
Andre Brauer and August Diehl. A bunch of people with weird spelled names. Including Jolie. Wow. You didn't see it.
No, I did not.
Why? What's Mamma Mia on TV or something? Furry Vengeance for the fourth time?
Six.
There's only three Cutting Edge movies. Just so you know.
You've seen them all.
I have seen them all.
Ow.
All right. Karen, have you seen this one or no?
No, I have not.
I have.
Debbie, did you watch it with me or no?
No.
No.
No. It's all good.
I like this movie. I thought it was all right.
I'm backing you up 100%, Kev.
Yeah. It was pretty well written, well done. Angelina's a sleeper agent. Or is she?
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Actually, that site that you told me to check for the 50 worst movies?
Yes.
This is on it.
Well, they don't have taste. It wasn't my list.
No, but you told me.
The site I told you to check. I told you to run a Google search for worst movies to help you out because you couldn't remember what came out.
If I had to find 50 movies.
Well, Furry Vengeance.
You tell the dog.
Number 10 movie. Continue.
Right,
what did you think of Liv Schreiber? I thought you did a good performance again.
I always think Liv Schreiber
like
does a good job.
So do I.
You know, it was a great cast.
I used to like you. I used to
was
like that until she's the slam.
Who's the guy from the Serenity movie that was in this that was also...
Yeah, I can't remember.
Is that Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Could be.
No.
He's a black guy.
Yeah. No, that's the movie Serenity, where he was chasing them.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were referring to the actual Shepherd book. Pardon me.
No, I'm not talking about the guy.
Give Mike to Deb. I can read backwards.
What is that picture supposed to be?
That does not look like a mic.
Okay, fine.
That's awful.
Thank heavens you don't have visual.
And you are father. Astonishing.
And I can drive. Okay, Salt's good.
It was good.
I think it's a great movie. It's
it
just
was
like
awesome.
They drop the bomb and go. It's just like there's no real. It's got a fast pace. It just moves. I like how they chase her. I thought it was a little far fetched the plot at times. Her trying to take out the president.
Yeah.
Was a little far fetched, but it works for me.
Yeah, I like it. It was smart.
That was very good. Very well done.
All right. You saw this in 3D, didn't you?
No. I should have.
You saw it?
Yes.
Shrek Forever After.
I'm so glad I didn't see it in 3D.
Directed by Mike Mitchell, whoever he is. Starring the voices of Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz.
Like, is there really direction in these movies?
John Hamm.
What directing is there movie? Hey, guys in Korea, I need you to draw it a little differently. Like, really?
Kevin was giving his names of people in the movie.
Yeah.
Turns back time somehow.
Basically, it's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, I was going to say that.
It's a Wonderful Life, Shrek.
Yeah, well, he gets to see what the world would be like if he had never left his swamp. And
did you watch this with me?
No, I watched it by myself.
Oh, wow, she watched the movie. Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart, I have a whole rich tapestry of life.
Now back to the after days.
You know what? I'm glad I don't have
when
kids
did
coming
you see
in
Shrek
here for that
after
exact
that?
Reason.
I thought somebody's house.
Interesting.
Maybe I put it on here.
It's possible.
Okay, Kev. Shrek.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought Rumpelstiltskin was a decent villain.
I also really liked what they did with Fiona. I thought it was really neat how instead of being the stereotypical princess, they had her be like, you know, basically
warrior.
Yeah, basically they turned her into Xena warrior princess. That was great. Why are you doing that to me, dear?
I thought it was good. I liked her being the
illustration.
I thought you
would see
good.
What life would be like if you weren't born.
Yeah. All right, so it was okay. Ryan Seacrest was in this.
Yeah,
I thought it was decent. I liked the Rumpelstiltskin character.
Was in it.
I thought it was a much improved film from 3. Well, 3 was just awful.
Yeah.
No, 3 was good. 2 was better.
3 was horrible.
No.
What was
boring.
The plot of 3?
That is the whole plot of 3. Fiona's pregnant. Yay. Backup plan for Shrek.
But better.
Sure.
Awesome.
It was a good way to wrap up the storyline for this being the last
one. And then they're making another one.
No, they're making a Puss in Boots movie. There is no Shrek.
Oh.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots character by far.
Yes, he will have his own movie this year.
Okay.
But,
I'm sure
you know,
we'll get
as
that.
For Shrek, that we have wrapped
would
it
be
up.
Awesome.
So, Kev, is there anything in your life you want to change?
That was the best line in the whole movie.
What?
Tease me if you dare. You know, the alternate focus is fat, lazy cat. What the hell are you doing?
You handed me back the mic. You kept talking.
Sorry, for people out there, we only have three mics, and Dev hasn't figured out she needs to talk into the mic, so I hold up a sign saying, mic, on the bottom so she knows.
Sort of looks like a preschooler's version of a tree. Are you sure that's what it is?
Hey, I didn't...
something else there, but we're not going to mention
I'm trying
it.
Desperately to keep this rated G. Please.
G, please. Okay, moving on.
So, G for 56 episodes. Let's start now.
Guys.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice is the next movie.
John Turteltaub.
Yes.
Directed
Nick
National
Cage.
Treasure 1 and 2, I think, too.
Oh, awesome. Nick Cage, Alfred Molina,
I love his
hairpiece.
Doesn't move.
Yes, it doesn't. Teresa Palmer, Omar Benson Miller, Alice Krieg. What was she in that movie?
Monica.
She was Morgana Le Fay.
No, I know, but okay, she was the... Okay, I'm in it.
Morgana Le Fay.
Monica correct. Bellucci. I do remember her in that. James A. Stevens. Jake Cherry. Peyton List.
Who are these people?
Jake Cherry and Peyton List were the Jay Baruchel and Teresa Palmer as kids.
Oh,
and you
put
that was important to
list?
Their performance.
You're complaining when I don't put a name on the list.
Yeah, because you forgot, like, Emma Stone for Easy A. I'm sorry.
I didn't forget Emma Stone for Easy A. She was on the top of the list.
So, Sorcerer's Apprentice. Did this movie need to be made?
Yes.
Like, they really...
It was fun.
YouTube compilations of Nick Cage going insane.
Well, we already know what you're going to think of the movie, Simon. You think it's crap because Nicolas Cage, for once...
He's horrible.
See, there you go.
But the stupid scene of the with the brooms for half an hour?
Have you seen?
It's called Fantasia.
Yeah, I've seen Fantasia. Thanks. I don't need to see it again in a Nicolas Cage movie.
What's
what a waste of Jay
Baruchel. In Fantasia, he was the Sorcerer's Apprentice. They've turned this into a movie.
Oh, I know.
Okay, all right.
It was dumb. Bad dialogue, bad directing. No.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Now, you see...
of special effects.
Speaking into the microphone, terrible special effects.
I didn't think they were that bad.
Now, you see, I want to draw special attention to the performances of Jake Cherry and Peyton Lust. They were fantastic in this movie. I mean...
Okay.
I
minutes?
Just, yeah. I mean, they just made the movie
more
for
than
me.
That.
I mean, I...
Okay,
no, I'm
you
not.
Two
I'm
are
sarcastic.
Going to write the IMDb list from now on.
I did not hate this movie.
What?
I wanted to hate the movie, and I actually kind of liked it.
I rented it because I wanted to see it.
Mama
I own it. But
so
it,
you own it, but yeah, I wanted to see it, I thought, oh, I got to see
on Blu-ray?
It.
On Blu-ray.
Of course.
You know what it was? It was like Doctor Strange versus Baron Mordo. Was what I kept thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I'll
Alfred Molina, and it was well done. The magic sequences were okay. I didn't hate it. It was better than Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
See, I disagree with you.
Yeah,
I much enjoyed Percy Jackson's and the Olympians.
I did. Yeah.
I liked it. It wasn't a great movie. Don't get me wrong, but I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It's just a different take. But I could see you saying that's better. I don't have an issue with that.
Okay. All right. I guess that's it for the new movies, right? No, so we didn't like this.
No, we didn't.
All right.
Intern?
What's that? Is that the Yogi Bear dance?
Why don't we make it a villain there?
You know, it made me think of Grimace.
There's a blast from the past. Grimace. Well, the Ranger's not going to like this very much, Yogi.
I love edit button because people don't realize I'm going to edit out all this stuff. So say whatever you want for the next 10 seconds.
His purplish shirt reminds me of Grimace. I don't know.
Blue.
It's
purple for my
it's
color.
Blue. I have a purple one. All right,
anyway, first movie, Video Vault, Bring It On to Bring It On Again.
Can somebody tell me the plot of this again? Oh, this one goes to college.
I didn't watch this. I don't know.
This one, they're in college?
Yes, she went to college.
This wasn't bad.
wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best one of the four.
No, the first one was fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the first one was great.
This one suffers. Is not bad.
Yes, but it suffers from sequel.
Did it get a theatrical release? Do we even know?
Yes, it probably did. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. It didn't bring it on two star. No, Hayden Panettiere's in three.
Three. Okay. This wasn't a bad movie.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
I liked it, though. I liked the whole group that they're trying to find another cheerleading team because the other one, they get kicked off the first one. I can't remember. Oh, because they couldn't do their own moves, I think. And then they had to get all the dance crew and the ballet crew.
What have you done with Simon?
I love this movie. It was kind of fun. I'm not saying it was
man.
A good movie, but it was decent.
This man enjoyed Bring It On, the first one. This man enjoyed...
Bring It On, the first one is a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Okay, what have you done with Kevin?
No, this isn't that bad, I'm saying. I'm saying it's worth watching.
Yes, I agree with you, but I'm wondering how... Like, what was it? Fired Up, you didn't
enjoy. He's got a thing for cheerleaders.
Did I take a nap and they, like, replace Simon with someone else?
Pod people.
Okay,
so what about Bring It On 3, All or Nothing?
Did you watch this at all?
No, I didn't watch this one either.
Oh, my God, you love this? This was a piece of crap. This is one that should have been ended.
Don't hold back. Tell us what you really
think. The Bring It On franchise. Please, Hayden Panettiere.
I made five.
It's the white chick in head of the cheerleading squad at the cool school. And then her dad loses his job, and they have to move out of the big, rich house in the rich area and go to the crappy house in the Latino black area.
In the hood.
In the hood. And Hayden Panettiere can't be the star of the cheerleader, and the black girl doesn't like her because she thinks she's got to take over the cheerleaders. What a horrible movie. And, of course, in the end, they have to fight Hayden Panettiere's old school, but they beat her using Hayden Panettiere's moves and the black girl's new moves and beat it together and bring it on and beat her. What a piece of crap for an hour and a half.
You know, considering you just trashed it, you seem to have a deep emotional connection with this movie.
I do.
Almost Freudian.
Well, Hayden Panettiere looks 12, so I'm still trying to figure out she's of age during the full hour and a half.
Defend your opinion, Bob.
No, I can't.
I can't. I can, but I can't think of it right now. The move.
It's just all emotion.
Moves, the cheerleading moves. At the end, they did a great scene.
Oh, the choreography.
The
was
choreography.
Just
that was it. The choreography was good.
It's just stunning.
I'm speechless.
Actually, if you're gonna say the choreography was stunning, say it this way: the choreography was stunning. Not like we have any listeners.
We have listeners.
Who?
This is so bitter and cynical. Oh, I thought this was supposed to be a fun and cheerful show.
Speaking of bitter and cynical, Hayden Panettiere is the only person in this movie. Like, I'm reading.
Rihanna's in
this movie?
Yes.
Oh, Rihanna judges the piece of crap. And she doesn't like the other people because they're rude.
Yes.
And you bring it on, team. I remember. What a piece of crap this movie is. All or Nothing.
If you enjoyed the
All
first
or
one.
Nothing. We just burned them all. All or Nothing. Crap. And then they made a four after this. Was even worse than this one.
Please don't make us watch.
Sorry,
we
Simon. There's profit he had.
Oh, there was no profit. It was direct-to-video, and they haven't made a five yet.
You made us watch it. I think
we have. We
got
fired up. All the Bring It On movies. Next to Cutting Edge.
The Cutting Edge? Where's that?
Not today. Now, speaking of half-decent movies.
All right, yeah. The next one actually was pretty good. Matthew Vaughn's Layer Cake.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Tom Hardy. Daniel Craig.
Sally Hawkins.
Cole Meany.
And Jamie Foreman.
Chief O'Brien.
So, Brian. Bob, what did you think of Layer Cake?
I never saw this movie.
What?
Just you and me. Did you see a star by it?
Was,
did you see it highlighted?
What was so interesting? Were you watching Mamma Mia?
He's watching Fame.
I was trying to get...
Hurry Vengeance?
Sorcerer's Apprentice and Rogue Red.
What have you also been doing? I get the Mandarin or something? Like, what have we been doing? Okay, well, I enjoyed Layer Cake. I thought it was a decent movie.
I'm happy for you.
I like seeing young Sally Hawkins. I really thought she was decent.
Sally, why, I don't even remember Sally Hawkins.
She won for, we watched that Mike Lee movie last year.
Happy Go Lucky.
Thank you. These two people here watch movies.
I don't remember that movie at all.
You do remember the movie with the driving instructor?
Oh, God.
That's the one.
Hold on.
I like
Happy
Sally
Go Lucky. Is that, wait a second. Is that the one with the guy from Harry?
No,
yeah, Rupert Grint.
One. That's
that's a horrible movie. That's driving something. Driving Lessons.
Oh,
driving
Happy lessons. Go Lucky. Okay, yeah. I sort of remember Happy Go
Who cares? Lucky. Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
So, I like Layer Cake. I thought Daniel Craig did a really good job.
I did. It was awesome. Layer Cake was got him the Bond gig.
Absolutely. He was good. I liked him as a Coke deal. You know, sometimes I do this, sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
I like how the moneymaker guy screws him over, and he talks about that early on. Goes, it's always good to pick a good moneymaker guy. I guess I didn't. I thought the narration in this movie works well.
Yeah.
I like the way he's narrating the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the girl he picks up? She's not on here. Isn't that, Sienna Miller? The blonde, or is that, I think it's the wrong person.
I don't know.
I can't remember. I liked how he gets killed at the end of this movie. By the girl he picks up boyfriend that we thought was nothing, and he basically says that.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But I thought this movie worked. I really like Matthew Vaughn's directing again.
Yeah, well, Matthew Vaughn's actually a decent director. I mean, I like Kick-Ass. And
yeah, and I'm looking forward to X-Men First Class.
What else did he do before that?
I don't know.
Something else. He was supposed to do X-Men Last Stand, and then
he is doing it. He backed out?
No, X-Men Last Stand is the Dick G movie.
Oh, no, I meant he's doing the new one, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing First Class.
Okay,
the pictures look good. It's set in the 60s.
I'm looking forward to it.
Kevin Bacon's got some majestic 1960s sideburns going on.
Kevin Bacon's
Emma Frost. Yeah, and January Jones is Emma Frost. They've actually got her in, like, these white leather Bond girl cat suits.
January Jones.
Yes.
Numb.
But I'm really amazed that they're really trying hard to make it look sort of period and cool.
January Jones.
Michael Fassbender is a guy to watch.
Interesting actor.
Yeah.
He does some very interesting work.
Who is he? Remind me. I'm sure I know him.
He was in Inglourious Basterds. He was the...
Two Bastards?
No.
He was the German soldier that they pick up along the way. Hugo.
No, that's not who. That we were talking about someone else. That's Hugo, whatever. Fassbender was the English officer assigned by Mike Myers because of his knowledge of film.
Yes.
To go in and infiltrate and rescue the German actress so they could pull off the...
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. I thought the acting in Glorious Bastards was good.
And he was the lead
in
Centurion.
Who I... Yes.
That did not get proper release.
To DVD.
It did.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we are getting to it soon, aren't we?
Yeah.
In an upcoming episode? I've seen Centurion.
Yeah.
See, again, movies you try to name the thing I haven't seen.
But to see him as Magneto is interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
With Professor X with hair?
No. That's early.
I think he's going to lose it somewhere.
Okay, well, speaking of things that didn't need to be remade.
Yes.
Fame.
2009 was uneventful. Boring.
No.
Bob wants to live forever.
He's going to learn
watching
how to
romantic comedies.
Hey. Hooray. I love Furry Vengeance.
Mamma Mia. There he goes again.
Mamma Mia and bring
like,
it
did
on.
Did anybody have anything positive to say about this movie? Anything? Did you even watch it, Kev?
To be honest, I started it and I got so bored I turned it off.
Bob?
I watched the whole thing.
And?
An act of self-preservation.
Is there a point to this movie?
It's a school of their performing arts.
Bob connects with the young people.
Did I think I forgot to put this on my list. This movie was horrible. This movie is boring.
Bob knows
the first
page
sucks.
With the young audience.
This is how to make a bad movie worse. Bob?
There's not really much to say if you're...
Kelsey Grammer's in it. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah.
And Lilith.
Lilith has never made it. Oh, Chicago, I guess you could argue with me. But, I mean, Kelsey Grammer, please. Every time I see him, it's a bad movie. Go back to TV.
X-Men. Beast.
A horrible movie. Third movie was awful.
That was a try, but... Okay, well, no. Trying to explain... Okay, trying to explain Glee to Dave here, our friend. because he says, okay, they're basically doing karaoke. It's a sale of the performing arts. They're supposed to be singing. They're not supposed to be singing their own songs.
I agree with you.
They're supposed to be doing songs based on other people's. That's the whole point.
I'm with you.
Basically,
this movie sucks, though.
The game is that the first version of this movie was late 70s, early 80s. And you
1980.
Yeah. And you could sort of, and it made better sense, but now we live in a post-American Idol world where Justin Bieber gets discovered on YouTube. I mean, like the notion of going to school and just being miraculously discovered, like there are different routes to fame now, and I don't necessarily think that kids would say, yeah, I'm going to go to a high school, that's how I'm going to get famous.
Well, it does happen, though. Like, they've gone to a School of the Performing Arts.
Uh-huh. So do you recommend this movie, Bob?
I would, but not to you two.
All right.
Okay,
not
great.
Not to you two. They don't like it. Bono? Oh, and The Edge? You didn't like it, right?
That was horrible.
All right.
Awful.
That wraps up episode 50.
I thought we had discussion, Justin.
Oh, what was our discussion topic?
Oh, I had a question.
Okay.
It's my new segment.
Yes. Oh, the new segment. Okay.
What?
New
segment? We do. What has Kevin bought this week?
What did I buy this week? Well, this week on Blu-ray, I bought The Social Network. Actually, I bought that last week, but I'll carry it over to this week because it's awesome. Great movie. I bought The Queen for $10. Yeah, because Helen Mirren is awesome.
That is a good movie.
I bought Reservoir Dogs because I spent over $20 at HMV, and they said, do you want this for $5? And I said, all
really?
Right.
They were trying to get rid of Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, well, I guess everybody's got Reservoir Dogs on Blu-ray, so they got to get rid of
$5, nothing wrong with that.
I bought a TV show season one of Justified.
Never heard of it.
Starring, I can't remember the actor's name. He was the villain in Live Free and Die Hard.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
The English guy.
No.
He's American?
American guy.
I know the guy you mean.
He was on Deadwood.
Never seen it.
Oh, that Ian McShane.
Ian McShane.
Ian McShane.
The American guy. He was the American actor who ended up being the sheriff.
Okay. Anything else?
And I bought A Strange Choice, but I got Secretary on Blu-ray.
I've never seen
it.
I've seen parts of it.
It's well worth seeing.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
James Spader. Yeah.
That's who I was trying to think of.
Great movie.
And those were and Despicable Me, I got that. A used copy of that as well.
Boo!
Yeah. So.
You just need somebody to read you the story of the three little kittens.
Maybe Bob could watch your good copy of it.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, that's
probably you need a Blu-ray player, actually. But
well,
you come to my house, Bob. You can watch it. Is that still around?
I'm afraid of this.
Netflix for you.
No.
So that's it for what I bought this week.
I see. I told you it'd be fascinating.
It is thoroughly. And what did
Bob
provide?
Did you find anything bin diving?
I didn't buy anything.
No clearance movies?
Nope, nothing at all.
And I haven't found anything. I didn't find anything either this week, guys.
Nope. All right. I also bought the soundtrack to The Social Network. That was really good.
I bought myself for my daughter, but I'm sure we don't care.
What?
The Dora for $1 at the Goodwill.
Oh, wow.
Care Bears, some movie.
Care Bears.
Leroy and Stitch, part 2.
Love Stitch.
I've never seen it.
This
is part 2.
You've never seen Lilo and Stitch?
I have not.
And you call yourself a parent. You suck.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Wow.
Keep hoping, keep dreaming. Someday you'll reach that mountain.
Let's see. 2 kids, a job, a life. I think I'm doing okay.
Because it's the greatest love of all. Anyway, sir.
Can we take away his dignity?
You can try to take away his dignity, but
I am woman.
Oh, here we go.
There's so much singing.
There's singing. Yeah,
we love this show.
So much.
Either that, or we can quote the whole movie of "It's a Wonderful Life."
Karen, did you buy anything this week?
Not this week.
No. Last week, the week before, 3 weeks ago. Nope.
Oh, you know what else I bought?
What?
Oh, what'd you
get? Machete.
Yay!
Haven't seen that.
Machete.
Okay, I'm going to bed. You guys are done. There's nowhere to check it.
Hold on. Karen was talking, and I interrupted her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Last thing I bought was...
Eat, love, pray. Eat, pray, love.
Oh, heavens no.
Pray for heavens, love.
The Simpsons porn?
No, actually, I bought The Pacific.
The Pacific?
Haven't watched it.
Haven't watched it yet.
Oh, fuck.
But if it is anything comparable to Band of Brothers...
It's not. No, I heard lesser.
But
lesser?
That's what I've heard.
It's shot in high definition, so it'll be better looking.
Yeah, so that'll be my weekend viewing.
I forgot. I did get Life on Blu-ray.
I see it right here.
Attenborough or Oprah Winfrey narrating?
Attenborough. There's
Thank
no way
God.
I would get Oprah.
Thank God.
I just can't stand the Oprah. Yeah.
I'm really going to bed. Good night.
Good night.
All right, good night.
I'm Simon.
Sleep well.
I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Deb.
Who
I'm
doesn't
Karen.
Watch movies?
Bob the intern.
Oh, no, I watch movies. I just watch good movies.
If they make it, Deb doesn't watch it.